welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Jake Risler. He's the Vice President for Advancement at Adams State University. Beth Sumners is with us. She's with Visit Alamosa. We're going to talk about First Fridays, October 3rd, coming up. Big stuff happening downtown, Jake.
That's right. That's right.
Good to see you, Beth.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Beth is like, we love Beth because she brings all the fun things to us. And First Fridays, Visit Alamosa, what you're going to do coming up with Adams State is another great event you stage in.
Fun things. We love all the
fun
things.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Tell us about what's going to happen, Jake. This is homecoming. We're talking Adams State homecoming. Take over First Fridays, Visit Alamosa, Main Street, San Juan.
Yep, that's right.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this, man.
We were talking ahead of time, and this is some big changes.
Yeah.
We're changing some things up and moving and shaking a little bit, but it really started, I mean, early on, pretty soon people are, when they see Beth and I come, they're going to be like, We always have the big ideas, and I always say yes, and let's make it work.
Yeah, but, which I love.
Yeah, came up a couple months ago. Gosh, it was probably mid-spring last year, I think, when we started talking about it. And she's like, do you want to do this? I'm like, I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah,
and then we had to look at the overall schedule because it is a big change. Usually Friday would be our alumni banquet and awards reception.
Right.
We moved that to a luncheon because we want to really kind of build that momentum up all weekend. And we want people to feel like this isn't just Adams State's homecoming.
Right.
This is Alamosa. This is the San Luis Valley's homecoming. This is, let's do a big party. You're all invited, whether you're alumni or not.
Really like that. That's really cool. And you are shaking it up. Because when you're messing with alumni and the alumni dinner and homecoming, Jake, you're dancing on fire there.
Yeah. That's what I do best. Yeah.
Speak about fire. We can even have some, too. You're bringing the fire.
That's right, yeah.
Take us through homecoming.
Yeah. So after we talked about it, I know Uriah has done First Fridays before. We've co-hosted these before, but I'm like, let's think bigger. This isn't just about alumni. This is about Adams State in general. This is, we got to have admissions. We got to have athletics. We got to have alumni. We got to have president's office. Everyone on campus. Academic departments. We want everybody coming and sharing this. So what we did is we put together a couple planning meetings. Beth was involved early on with all those as well. But the schedule's going to start 5 o'clock. We're going to have that 90s band coming and playing. So they're going to play for the first hour.
So we're talking Friday, October 3rd. Friday, October 3rd. Because homecoming technically, Jake, starts
early.
On Thursday, October 2nd, technically. And we're going to talk about that. But we really want to talk about First Fridays, October
3rd. There's a whole bunch of student events going on that week. I mean, it goes on that, but Thursday.
I don't want to get you in trouble by forgetting October 2nd.
Thursday, October 2nd.
Yes. We're going to focus here. First Fridays, October 3rd. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so First Friday, then we can go back and recap all the events. But that Friday, October 3rd, 5 to 6, we're going to have that 90s band playing. 6 o'clock, we're going to have Samia's great group. Love having them on campus. We really appreciate everything that Damian and his crew do. And then at 6, once they perform, by the way, every half hour we're having a pinata. So there's a pinata every half hour. Yeah.
Just casual pinatas every half hour.
Like pinatas where I'm going to hit and get candy?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
We've got it all planned out.
Oh, man,
like,
Jake.
This is going to be a heck of a celebration.
That's cool.
Yeah. 6:30, we have a DJ start over. 7 o'clock, we're going to do like a little pep rally. But it's not like just an athletics pep rally. We wanted it to be bigger. So we're having any student group that wants to come up and talk about what they're doing. The fall sports are going to come in and say, here's what we're working on this fall and what we want to do. And then at 7:30, we'll light the fire for the rest of the night, whether it goes until 8, I think 9. We can't go past 9 or something like that. Beth is like, don't go past that. But we'll have free s'mores and stuff too. So with that bonfire, like it's gonna be a blast.
So you're bringing the
So I feel like Jake kind of buried a lead right there, right? We'll light the fire.
Right. The bonfire.
7:30, we're lighting the bonfire.
The homecoming bonfire. And in case we didn't line this out properly, this is all taking place on San Juan Avenue. So that, like, the First Friday takeovers, and you know we do really cool takeovers and partner really cool things. Yeah. This one in particular, the proposal was we're going to bring part of homecoming to downtown.
I love that.
And that's exactly what Jake just described. Like all of these homecoming celebrations, all these, the pinatas, the dancers, the band, the bonfire will be on San Juan Avenue,
and
part
the big
of First
picture,
Friday.
And this kind of ties into like we were talking about at the beginning, is this ties into everything we're working on doing.
Right.
Is the university is the Valley's university. But we also want students to feel like the Valley is also theirs to explore. And there's been some logistics we've had to figure out, because if we move homecoming downtown, in all seriousness, we got to get students there.
Yeah.
So we're having buses running, or not buses, but like vans running every half hour to take students and figure all this out. So it's something that's taken a lot of planning, a lot of work, but it's going to be amazing when it's done. But that's part of that, is I think you and I talked about it when I was visiting on the podcast before, is this is the intentionality that Dr. Tannenberg, myself, and the rest of the school is working on, of it's back to the community.
Well, this I appreciate is, you make a note too of the logistics that Adams State, you, others at Adams State have to figure out, your student, the group that works with, you got to figure out how to get students to come downtown. Yeah. So I appreciate that you're giving that thought, because mm-hmm. that logistically is one of your hurdles.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alamosa is used to celebrating homecoming with Adams State because it hosts the homecoming parade every Saturday, right? And you're going to have the parade Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's correct, yeah.
But you're bringing it downtown Friday before the Saturday parade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really then downtown Alamosa becomes this focus point. Friday night, Saturday parade, and then the game, Rexfield. Downtown Alamosa is really integrated now in home, which is really great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. And kind of to your point of the logistics of it all, the willingness to kind of work through that has been such a game changer. And that's why, like, when you say people don't, you know, don't like to, I'm sure that when you see me coming, you're like, oh, what now? It's working. It's so effective. And like your team, your whole crew is so great. I mean, just as you're like busing students downtown to make sure that this works and has the intent, it's successful in the intentions that you set out. Yeah. I mean, your whole crew did the same thing when you invited community to campus for Big Screen. Yeah. And the
that's part of tying
there.
It all back is we invite the community to us. Now let's go and bring the us to the community and really kind of bridge that divide that we talked about before. But, and the thing is like, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the, because it's not just my team. Like, yes, I represent the university at that, you know, at the executive level, but this is facilities. This is AV. This is student life. This brings together multiple areas on campus to put something like this together. And you could see it when we went down. We were down on Monday night kind of touring and mapping out the places. And it's like, we had Tom from facilities. We had Jose representing Vince in the student life group. And we're all kind of planning it out. And Alexis in facilities, like, where do we want the bonfire? Where do we want the stage? Where are we putting the pinatas? Like, but it's all to make sure we have this wicked awesome party. And I say wicked because the student theme is wicked. Tied to wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked awesome.
One of the things both of you have talked a lot about with us and around town, and that's the importance of connecting students from Adams State to the community and then the community to Adams State. And I have to say, this past year in particular, the two of you have really designed some nice efforts to do that. We talked about the movies on the lawn that you were doing. Mm-hmm. We're talking now about homecoming. Yeah. There's other examples through Visit Alamosa, through Jake's efforts. And I really want to congratulate both of you for making movement and progress, because I know these have been longstanding goals of both Adams State and the city of Alamosa and Visit Alamosa and everyone that wants to see this tightly knitted community between the campus and the community and the community and the campus. And that takes a lot of effort. A lot of, you guys know that better than anyone. Yeah. And you got to convince people of change. You got to convince the Jake has to go onto that campus and present these ideas and then watch people look at him and say, What?
You went?
No. And you're doing it. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, and it's really, that's why I really throw it back to everyone else, is this is a team effort and everyone's bought in. And it really does. I mean, I can't take all the credit for that. It starts at the top. It starts with what Dr. Tannenberg wants.
I was just going to say, we have to speak to leadership here because the leadership just makes this beautiful, like, platform
you,
for
you
us
and I
to
couldn't do what we want to do if it wasn't for Dr. Tannenberg having my back, going, Jake, I love it, and Kale going like, hey Beth, I love it, let's get it done. And that is everybody that I work with. I mean, Kevin and his crew, like every executive I work with at Adams State, they're helping make this stuff work, and they know that it adds a lot more to people's plates. Like Jeremy and RAV, he's busy all the time, but he loves seeing what we're doing for this, for the movie nights too. And I think I'll tie that back, because you said it starts on Thursday. So it starts Thursday with you all first though. So
yes, thank you. We host every Thursday at 11:15 a.m. the Adams State football show with Coach Levi Gellis. We live stream that at the San Luis Valley Brewing Company. President Tannenberg is going to join us homecoming week Thursday, October 2nd. Yep. Then after that, Jake, what do you got?
So that night, we're announcing the encore for Big Screen on the Green.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to show Wicked Part 1 in anticipation, because obviously Defying Gravity is the student theme for Homecoming, which in the future, that's going to be tied together, so it won't be just alumni, and that'll be the theme is for everybody. But for right now, yeah, Defying Gravity, bringing that in, we're going to play Wicked. Right now, we've got it on the football field with the new scoreboard.
Yeah.
So that'll be really neat to see that happen. We've got backups for weather, too, in case we need to know. We got to plan for that logistically.
And that's part of Student Life's contribution to Homecoming this year.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And then Friday's a big, big day for you on campus, off campus with alumni luncheon, and then off campus with San Juan, Main Street on Market, First Fridays. Friday is a big, big day for you. And what I really like about all this is you're doing it with Homecoming.
Yeah.
Because Homecoming is those traditions, one of those traditional events, right? No matter if it's at college, high school, whatever, just Homecoming.
Yeah. And we've tied it all together. So the intentionality of it is to bring alumni, current students, community, everyone together. And that's not just that. And we'll be sending out letters to all the alums. So people listening to this, like, we actually tied Giving Week to this week as well.
Nice.
So there's social media promotions going out. We'll have some emails going out to alumni, but this is alumni from all over. So even folks that aren't able to come to campus and experience the traditions and the fun that we've got planned, they're still going to feel part of this ceremony, even in kind of a tertiary way.
You know what I also like about this, thinking about what Levi Gallus, the football coach at Adams State, is doing with that team. And he had to start from scratch. And he's got a lot of young freshmen. You got a lot of young players from the Front Range area of Denver.
Yeah.
And you see them showing up, these families, at the football games, the home games at Rex Field, the two you've had so far. You're getting really good crowds.
Yeah.
You're getting a good pull from the Front Range of families coming down. And now you're going to hit these families with a new tradition, downtown, homecoming, Friday night bonfire, Friday night pinatas, Friday night dancing, Friday night DJ, Friday night music.
Yep.
And then you're going to turn them around. And you're going to give them a parade downtown, 10 a.m.
Grizzly Green
on
Friday,
Saturday.
Don't forget Grizzly Green Friday. You got it on, Chris.
and then you have a corner. I mean, it's become what I like is you're adding more than just the football game, too.
Yeah.
There's such a sense of community around this, and I think that's what you're talking about with your creating with the students, but you're inviting kind of the community in and making it easier for all of us to kind of access.
Even everyone's if we're not, a grizzly.
Yeah, everyone's a grizzly. Love that.
Really cool. Hey, we're going to keep talking to Jake. We're going to keep talking to Beth. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. Monday evening, La Puente is hosting a barbecue and block party to celebrate Hope Week. This event starts at 5 at the community shelter. Tuesday evening, head to Boyd Community Garden for Community Garden Night, hosted by La Puente's Veggie Program. All ages are welcome. This event is from 5 to 7 p.m. The True Penitence Climbing Festival starts this Friday and continues through the weekend. You can find the full event lineup on alamosacitizen.com at the Valley Calendar. Head to the Adams State Theater Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Misery. Tickets may be purchased at theater.adams.edu or may be reserved by calling 719-587-8499. Adams State kicks off Homecoming this weekend with a whole host of events. Find all of them on the Valley Calendar. The Homecoming Parade is on Saturday at 10 a.m. on Main Street. The Homecoming Game follows after. And finally on Saturday, head to the Colorado Farm Brewery from 3 to 8 for the Our Land and Water Celebration. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Jake Risler, and we're talking to Beth Sumner. Jake is the Vice President for Advancement at Adams State. You've been here 2 years?
No, feels like it. No, I'm just kidding. A little over a year, Chris.
No, I say that.
Going off of what he said, I wasn't going to make a ton of changes year one.
Yeah, I know.
We're so glad you did.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I remember when I interviewed, and this was a while ago now, but I interviewed in June of 24, and I told the whole staff, it was, you know, Linda and the marketing crew and Tammy and the fundraising crew. It was like, I want to see what we're doing for a year and then I'll make some changes. And I made some changes, but now it's like, now let's make some great changes and really do some cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that. And I do like the changes that you're making, particularly bringing that Friday evening celebration downtown to take over First Fridays on the October 3rd date. And I love that bonfire idea. Before we go there, though, Jake, you're also been moving homecoming events around that campus. Yeah. Yep. Give us some explanation there.
So like we were talking to the break is because we decided to do bonfire and really blow up the First Fridays with the fire pit and all that. And even though Chief Worth would be like, you can't use that language. You got to have a small fire. I'm just kidding. But we had to move the alumni reception and award dinner to the lunch. And part of that was we knew that it was time to do some changes because we want to increase attendance and have that where we've seen some declining attendance. Well, we also added in a new award. And so I know we've put out that too, is we added a family tree. And a lot of the schools I've worked with for alumni awards, they've had a family tree award for years. And I'm like, why don't we? We've been in the Valley for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. That means there's plenty of people that have three plus generations of family that are alums and grads of Adams State. Let's add the award. Easy. But that means then we get to explore other changes too, including like we talked about using Vistas and really utilizing that facility. We got this great facility. Why are we not showcasing it to our alums that it might not, and in fact, it wasn't there for most of the alums that come back and they're like, holy cow, this is great. So we're utilizing that for kind of bookend events on the alumni specific events. The luncheon really kicks off the alumni weekend, but then we're closing it off with a breakfast in Vistas on Sunday as well.
And Vistas, just for reference point, is the restaurant, the gathering place above Rexfield.
Yep, right inside Rexfield.
And it's really good. It's a great place. If you've never been up there, it is worth going up to Vistas. The views on Vistas are spectacular for Alamosa, but the venue itself is very good.
Yeah, and it's one thing that anybody...
Underutilized.
Yes, and anybody during our home games can go up there. There's alcohol and food sales going on during the game, so it's open and accessible, and we want people to see that. But we also want people to see it in the other context, and it's not just the alumni. Like, intentionally, we've hosted a lot of groups in that facility over the last couple months. Like, I know we had the Colorado Competitive Council, we had the Commission on Higher Education, we hosted the Colorado Project 2.0. Like, we've had a whole bunch of events that are bringing people from all around the state, and we're like, Vistas.
Yeah. Vistas is a good place. Yeah. And I just want to make a note when you're talking about the bonfire, because downtown Alamosa is used to amazing bonfires with the Rio Frio fire on ice. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we don't do good bonfires downtown or good fires, right, Beth?
Absolutely.
I mean, so that fire and ice thing is pretty awesome.
Very cool. So we knew there was a precedent for it. Yeah. We were like, hey.
what's the problem here? Homecoming bonfire, no problem.
We can do that.
We can do that.
No, we didn't want to duplicate the ice.
No.
Like, we talked about it in the planning meetings, like, hey, maybe. Like,
oh, and like, that's kind of, that's, not that really does thunder. Kind of belong to Ice Fest. Yeah. But I will say the city has been really, really supportive. You know, I love calling people and saying, hey, I want to light a fire downtown. Who do I need to talk to? there's a lot of people that don't love to see my name on their caller ID. No, they've been incredibly supportive, you know, Parks and Rec and the entire, you know, Rachel. The city has been just incredible with getting us all the resources, all the right permits, all everything that we need to make this successful. So shout out there.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, we gotta follow the rules and keep downtown safe. Okay, I guess we will do that.
Yep. Shout out to all them. Shout out to Chief Worth. Like, there's a lot of people going back to logistics, even outside of Adams State, that make this.
The grown-ups get a little too serious there. Some of those grown-ups just want to hold down the fun. I want to bring up
kids at heart. Is that what you're saying?
I feel a little scolded.
I want to bring up too, because in addition to what Adams State is doing and taking over First Fridays on October 3rd, bringing their bonfire, bringing the piñatas, bringing the music, bringing the dance. Beth, you have your market on Main Street, which you also have music and live. You got all kinds of things cooking on Main Street this Friday, that coming Friday, October 3rd.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And I will shout out the Market on Main. I've really seen some growth this summer specifically with the market. Visit Alamosa started sponsoring entertainment, so there's always something free and fun in the market space. Not that the vendors aren't free and fun, but something just a little extra. So we actually had a rain check in September, which was a bummer, but luckily two of our artists that were booked for the market are able to come in October. So we will have free face painting, a free photo booth. And when I say that, I mean like you get to take a physical picture with you, awesome. Which is just kind of fun. And you don't see that as often, you know, these days. With the Joy Squad SLV, Matt Wellman will be on sax in the market space.
I like when Matt's playing the sax. That's a cool thing. It's a cool
just
vibe.
Create such atmosphere in the market. And, you know, you kind of wander a little bit away from all the activity on San Juan and boom, again, you have this whole atmosphere going on. And it's that's the goal, right? Just kind of spread that energy throughout the entire market. And then we have Poems to Go. And we actually will have two iterations of Poems to Go. So we have Dustin Siggity, who's one of our September artists. And then in my market sign up, one of the clubs from Adam signed up for Poems to Go as well. So there will be, you know, creativity just, you know, everywhere the market on Main. And then we have over 25 market vendors, activities, makers. Like if you're not shopping the market on Main, you're doing it wrong. Like there's so many.
Well,
cool
and it's a good time to do
space.
That with the holidays coming up, Beth.
Yes.
It really is.
Right on top
before
of it.
Before you know it, it's going
to
be here.
Yeah. So you get locally made, all kinds of fun things, too many to list. But thank you for letting me plug that. The market on Main is really a fun part of First Fridays, and this upcoming one is really, really robust.
Well, when you think of those blocks that run from State Avenue down Main Street all the way to Edison, and you intersect San Juan there where Jake and Adam State are going to be staging all their events, that's a full then number of blocks. And again, what I really like about this and what you two are doing is you're introducing downtown Main Street, the fun of Alamosa, what it's like to live here, the people that are here, to all these new people coming in to watch their kids play football,
parents,
students who are new to the campus that are coming in learning about new traditions.
Yeah.
Families from Alamosa are learning about Adams State and what you can do and the fun you're bringing there. Mm-hmm. I just like that you're connecting all of this together.
Yeah. Well, you talk about it too, and it reminds me, Levi started the football banquet fundraiser that he did at the beginning of the year.
Right.
I got to meet Seth Moth's parents. And from Buena Vista.
Right.
They come down all the time. They're at every game. I guarantee they'll be a big part of this going on for Grizzly Green First Friday too.
But yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Well, I have to tell you, just to plug the Adams State football podcast with Coach Gellis, I was walking through the campus of Adams State last Saturday, going to the football game against Western, when I hear, hey, that's the podcast guy.
That podcast guy.
So people
notice.
Are watching that live stream,
people
which
notice.
Is kind of cool. We like to do that podcast with Coach Gellis. I want you to walk us through, Jake, the Friday lineup one more time, Friday, October 3rd. Give us the times for the activity happening on San Juan. Really appreciate that. And a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, you bet. I'll run through it real quick. I've got this full schedule that I sent to all of you guys too. So Friday, October 3rd, 11:30 a.m. Vistas. That's when it starts our awards ceremony. And that's open to the public as well. And then one thing we did for making that change is it's free. So we do on RSVPs, but it's free for anyone in the public to attend as well. And shout out to Lori Lasky, who was in, you know, prior position there. She's getting the Billy Adams Award. So
yeah, congratulations to Commissioner Lasky.
Yeah, come celebrate, Lori. It'll be a good time. I would be remiss if I didn't forget all the other athletic events too. So that Friday, 2:00, Adams State Men's Soccer plays Metro. At 2:30, there's an alumni reception at the Marville House. So folks interested in that, same thing, RSVP required. 5:00, volleyball plays Fort Lewis in Plaquey Hall. And then 5:00 also starts the huge First Friday's bonfire. So
nice.
We'll also be sending everybody when volleyball gets done, come downtown. So it's going to be great. And then at 7:30, would be remiss if I didn't say that as well, is Misery is playing. So Donald Taylor is showing the theater show, which is going to be fantastic.
That's so cool.
And I know a lot of people have talked about it, but Dr. Taylor really says, he's like, it's been one of those where I've had to wait until I had the right student to cast. And he's got a very great non-traditional student that is excited to really play the lead role.
That's
in
cool.
This.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's our Friday recap.
That's really cool. Don't want to forget about that Saturday parade, 10:00 on Main Street.
Do you want me to recap on
Saturday? Yeah, go to Saturday. Because Saturday's a big day, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, it's going to be... it's a full week, but two full packed days of Friday, Saturday. So Saturday, October 4th, we have a 10 a.m. parade. That is still open to everybody. I actually reached out yesterday to Elmas Ojai and said, hey, I know that it's your homecoming week coming up too. We've already got the parade. We've done all the work of getting, you know, street blocked. Join us. Like, come on into the parade. So the link is out there publicly. If not, reach out to the alumni office, get a hold of Uriah or myself, and we'll make sure we get you the parade link just to fill out a Google form so we kind of have an idea of how many floats that we'll have. It's really neat. Sandy and Reyna on the alumni board, Sandy Ortega and Reyna Martinez, they've got some great ideas for changing the parade up.
Nice.
We'll have the, obviously the award winners will be in the floats. Shout out to Town and Country and Ellen Amato for giving us some vehicles for that. But there's a lot of private individuals that have put some really cool classic cars in there. And we're putting flags on the cars that have all of the generational logos of past. So like alums of Adams State College, when we had the Grizzly logo with the bear. And
they'll see their, yeah. Yeah,
they'll see their logo of when they attended in there as well. So that's coming up. Football tailgate starts at 10 at the same time. So if you're not a parade person, tailgate's open for you, but come check out the parade. I mean, there's a lot going on and we couldn't help having some.
You got a full lineup.
Yeah. 11 o'clock is the homecoming carnival. Huge event. Popular with the kids.
Very popular.
Yeah, very popular. We get a ton of people there.
And you moved the location of that, too, to the Richardson Lawn, right, from where you were before?
Yeah, that one was because we had to. So if, for those that don't know, the Computer Services Building, we had, I think from 2 years ago, there was a capital request that was funded by the state of Colorado. So we're renovating an addition and adding an addition to our Computer Services Building. That means there's fencing there. We had to move the tailgate, although Levi had a great plan for that, so we were going to move the tailgate anyway, I think.
Yeah.
But the carnival, we're moving that to Richardson Lawn, so that way you've got a great spot. I mean, we know.
Same place you do the big movies, which worked really well.
I was just going to say, we know it works for movies.
The people know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, 12 noon, that's when the football game kicks off against Shadron, and I'll do this real quick, is I won't wear maroon, because Caitlin, you know that's my alma mater, but Caitlin's like, don't you dare.
So I'll have that's right. You're a Chad. Jake.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
all right.
The only Shadron I'm allowed to have on campus is my degrees. Other than that, it's grizzly green. Yeah. So after that, that day we kind of left it intentional, and I was talking to Beth too, is we want people to head to back out. There's not an official thing, but we love people that after the football game go back downtown, have some drinks, have some food. Yeah.
And so, I will say that businesses are very receptive to that. I've been having these conversations. They want to see that. There's definitely an energy in downtown Alamosa that we're like, oh yeah, home game specials. Like a lot of them are like, Beth, we're already doing that. Get it together. Yeah.
Well, you have, when you think about that, you know, I've talked about San Luis Valley Brewing, which hosts us for our live stream. We really appreciate what Scott Graber does, and he always throws great parties on San Juan.
Yeah.
But we should also note that the Spare Keg is one of your big supporters for your tailgate.
They come and bring free beer for everyone at the tailgate. Yeah.
So you got two great breweries, San Luis Valley Brewing and Spare Keg, that are right there, and they really do a good job of entertainment, bringing people in there, great beer, et cetera.
And then you've got like that, all of the businesses just like pouring forth with their student discounts and their specials for parents, and they're really excited about it. So
it plays into the whole theme that we're going here, really showing people the community. Later that day at 7 o'clock, there's an international observe the moon night. So if you're into that kind of stuff, I know that Dr.
Neering, Matt Neering with his big telescopes out there by the baseball field.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this one, I think this is at the observatory. Yeah. Oh, so
that's by the softball field.
So head out, check that out if you want to. It's going to be cool. And I didn't honestly know that was happening until about a week ago. I'm like, add it to the calendar. Let's get it on the homecoming calendar. Let's do it.
Well, I would say if you've never looked through those big telescopes that Matt Neering has, it is worth going out on a Saturday night to go do that.
It's so cool. So I'm glad that fell into our planning too. Yeah. And of course, later that evening, we also have another 7:30 show for Misery. So you can check that out as well.
Well, that's what makes it great. Everything that you went through and all the different activities and all the things that Beth is doing with Visit Alamosa and activating downtown.
Yeah.
You can really see the energy. You can see all the activities, the things that are there.
Nothing going on. There's a lot going on.
I don't want to get you in trouble, Jake, either, but I want you to mention that alumni farewell brunch Sunday 9 to 11 at Vista's Restaurant.
That's right. So Sunday, like I said, bookend, we're closing out that kind of homecoming weekend for the alums. We know most of them head home early on Sunday, so we're like, hey, we'll get you some breakfast, we'll get you some coffee, and then you can hit the road. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on that day, too, even though, I mean, we think Sunday is a quiet date. No, there's soccer at noon against Colorado Christian. But at 2 o'clock, there's the matinee show for Misery on Sunday as well. So if you are like, oh man, there's too many things I can't, there's another show, Misery on Sunday.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but it's a good way to kind of close out the weekend and book in and say, hey, here's a breakfast, you know, hit the road, because a lot of our alums, you know, live in the Denver metro area, live all around the valley. If they're traveling, we want to make sure they got some time and full bellies with good coffee.
And I like that they come in and they see a very active market. They see a rural market in the San Luis Valley anchored by Alamosa, and they see a full town, and they see a lot of fun happening on Main Street where you pass right through.
And it shows the university town. And I've said that all the time. Yep. That's the theme. Yep. You and I talked about it. Yep. Like, to renovate, and this is kind of the bigger picture, but to renovate, to grow, to have a destination development, to showcase Alamosa, is to have that university town. I know you said that was kind of what sold you and your wife coming here too, is like, hey, we know that there's going to be some events having a university town, and that really does showcase all of what we offer, not just Adams State, all of what the Valley has to offer.
Yeah, really cool. Really good job, both of you. Beth Sumner, Jake Risler, we appreciate you coming in, talking to us about Adams State Homecoming. It all starts on Thursday, October 2nd. The big days, though, are Friday, October 3rd. Come downtown, San Juan Avenue, Main Street. It's the takeover of First Friday celebration. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods. It's part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.
Are you looking for funding to launch a community project, program, or event in Monta Vista? The Lohr Foundation is here to help. Lohr supports projects that are designed and led by locals like you. The best part? There are no complicated applications, time-consuming reports, or grant cycle deadlines. All it takes to start a funding request is a simple conversation. So reach out to Monta Vista Community Officer Yvette Atencio at lohrfoundation.org today and take the first step towards turning your idea into a reality.
¿Estás buscando financiamiento para lanzar un proyecto, programa o evento comunitario en Monta Vista? La Fundación Lohr, L-O-R, está aquí para ayudarte. Lohr apoya proyectos que son diseñados y liderados por personas locales como tú. La mejor parte, no hay solicitudes complicadas, informes que consumen mucho tiempo, ni fechas límite de convocatorias. Todo lo que necesitas para iniciar una solicitud de financiamiento es una conversación sencilla. Así que, comunícate hoy mismo con la oficial comunitaria de Monta Vista, Yvette Atencio, en lohrfoundation.org. LohrFoundation.org. Y da el primer paso para convertir tu idea en una realidad.